Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 62. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 35. Sunny and 69 throughout Tuesday and partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 49. There will be a chance for some rain showers early on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 70. And scattered showers early Wednesday night, then partly cloudy and 45. Sunny and 69 throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Deputy Robert Coonsey was killed in action in 2018 in Sedgwick County. The Wichita GTO Club raised $35,000 to restore his 1966 GTO and present it to his family. Wichita GTO Club President Tom Nance spoke about how big of a project was undertook.
Have you seen this car? It was going to be a big project.
Rodney Horton, the owner of Shift Auto Society, the shop who opened their doors, told KSN about the tireless work.
I can't tell you the countless times I'd go through the overhead door and those guys were working here, burning midnight oil or here in the morning.
The Wichita GTO Club raised $35,000 to restore the hot rod and had $6,000 left over to help pay for Alyssa Coonsey's college fund. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
An explosion in Buckland has led to three people dying and one hospitalized. This happened around 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, and members of four county sheriff's office, four county fire and EMS, and the Buckland Fire Department responded. The three people were found dead inside the building, and the fourth person was transported to a hospital for medical treatment. The Kansas State Fire Marshal Office is investigating the situation along with those departments. The third largest seed company has broken ground on a new distribution and research facility in Salina. Bex is Indiana-based and is also the largest family-owned retail seed company. The 140-acre site will be home to a 96,000-square-foot distribution building and 100 acres of farmland. Their products include high-yielding corn, soybeans, Milo grow, sorghum, wheat, alfalfa, corn silage, and Great Harvest Organics. The company also plans to hire locally for several positions. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Unlock a season of savings and fall road trips with Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 27th, get $70 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. See MichelinMen.com/auto/deals/promotions/and/rebates for complete details. Offer expires 10/27/23. Void where prohibited. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. On May 14th of 2024, voters will head to the polls for their party's primary, and that's why Nebraska election officials have met in Kearney. And for the first time in the state, people will need a photo voter ID to cast their ballot. Valid forms of ID include a driver's license or state ID, a Nebraska college or university ID, a passport, military ID, or a tribal ID, a hospital, assisted living facility, nursing home, or any other skilled care facility document, or a political subdivision ID. The Nebraska Department of Economic Development awarded the Grand Island Children's Museum $5 million as a part of its 2023 Shovel Ready Grant Program. This is a cash match program, with the museum already raising $1.3 million so far. and they have until December of 2024 to raise the remaining $3.7 million.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Recent public meetings, including the Marshall County Jail Project informational meeting and the Marysville Candidates Forum, are available for replay or download in their entirety on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on American Rescue Plan funding last week, working on getting a quote for a fire escape on the backside of the courthouse, and the committee has decided to give each fire department, Lynn and Washington EMS, additional money for equipment previously requested. Nemaha County Commissioners voted unanimously to vacate a portion of K Road in Illinois Township, that following a public hearing. Bids for overlay on the Baileyville Road were discussed with no decisions made. Sheriff's Office reported receiving grants of $350,000 to replace the radio dispatch system and another toward bulletproof vests. It was also reported the Sheriff's Department is concerned with remaining budget levels for this year and the amount allotted for next year. Commissioners turned down a request from the City of Seneca to participate financially in funding grant matching toward development of a fitness court the city is developing. A mediator has been appointed by the Kansas State Board of Education in a petition regarding district boundaries with USD 113, Prairie Hills, by three adjacent districts, including Vermilion, Frankfort Centralia, Nemaha Central, and Jackson Heights. The request for mediation followed stalled talks among the districts who are challenging boundary changes. Voter registration for the November 7th general election will close Tuesday at 5 p.m. Advance balloting begins then on October 18th for the general election. In addition to the Marshall County Clerk's Office, you may also register at the Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville City Clerk's offices. River Valley Extension District Tuesday will feature a tree planting workshop in Clifton. Community Forester Kim Bomberger with the Kansas Forest Service and River Valley Horticulture Agent Kelsey Hattisall will offer hands-on demonstrations as to the correct way to plant a new tree and showing how to correctly prune established trees. Participants should dress for working outside, bring gloves, tools will be provided. RSVP requested through the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121. The tree planting workshop Tuesday afternoon at 1 at Bermer Memorial Park in Clifton. A caregiver's guide to finances managing money will be offered Tuesday evening in Washington. The free program through the Alzheimer's Association will help you learn about the cost of caregiving, benefits of early planning, teach you how to avoid financial abuse and fraud, start a conversation about finances, assess financial and legal needs, and find support. The program will be Tuesday evening at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP requested contact the River Valley Extension District Office at 785-325-2121. State historic sites, including the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover, will close for the season effective today. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a Pizza Hut fundraiser Monday evening, with a portion of all sales going toward restoration efforts at the historic depot in Marysville. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics continue Monday in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10 a.m., Vermilion City Hall 10:30 to 11:10, and a final stop Thursday at Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance from 11 to 11:30. Schedule and immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Residents reminded to bring current insurance cards. Todd J. Landall, age 53, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville American Legion. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Todd Landall. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Harlan Richter. William Bill Doughty, age 63, of Oldsburg, passed away Friday. Graveside services at the Carnahan Creek Cemetery pending, with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Bill Doughty. Jason R. Smith, age 36, of Beatty, passed away October 5th. Private service will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jason Smith. Maureen Hendricks, age 72, of Topeka, passed away October 11th. Services pending with the Axe to Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Maureen Hendricks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, mac and cheese, mixed veggies and pears. Tomorrow, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, zucchini and tomatoes, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And rain may continue early Wednesday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, then partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Warmer on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Conditions staying sunny and average throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And more sunshine likely on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 69. Record high on this date 98. The average low 44 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:37. Sunset this evening at 6:48. Not quite a frost. It's 35 degrees this hour. Passing shower Sunday morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifley Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifley Funeral Home.
The Texas Rangers draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was a pitcher's duel in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series in Arlington, the Rangers hosting the Astros. Rangers lefty Jordan Montgomery fired 6 1/3 innings scoreless, while Justin Verlander allowed 2 runs over 6 2/3, including a Leody Taveras home run.
The pitch is on the way. And Taveras hits it deep to right field. Back goes Tucker. He turns, he looks, and that ball is history.
The call on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers went on to shut out the Astros 2-0. Rangers pitchers limiting the reigning champs to 5 hits. Dusty Baker postgame on how the Rangers pitching managed to stymie their potent offense.
You know, they had a pretty good game plan, you know, which Mike Maddox is one of the best at game planning. And, you know, he was throwing some high fastballs and throwing some breaking balls off the plate. And like I said, I don't think he had one or two at-bats, if any, against him.
Bills hosting the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Buffalo was shut out on offense until the fourth quarter, taking their first lead at the start of the final period. The Giants would regain the lead on a field goal, but with 3:48 left in the game, Josh Allen would find space outside the pocket to throw a dart to the end zone.
Here's Allen in the shotgun, Cook to his left, back to pass, looks for the swing pass, pocket collapsing, rolls out to his right to buy time, into traffic, a touchdown pass is good to Quentin Morris, a 15-yard dart.
Call on WGR. The Bills taking a 14-9 lead. They'd get a goal line stop on the final play of the game to seal the win over the Giants. In the NHL, the Senators beat the Lightning while the Ducks took care of the Hurricanes. WNBA Finals, not without a fight. The Liberty avoiding a sweep by the Aces, 87-73. Jonquel Jones led the way with 27 points and 8 boards. The Liberty shaving their deficit to 2-1. Game 4 Wednesday on ESPN. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, no, it's not the state of Wisconsin, but we are seeing some new innovation and expansion of the agricultural industry here in the state of Kansas as a new cheese processing facility is set to be built in western Kansas. As the company of Hillmar Cheese Company says that they are constructing a facility in Dodge City. And Joanne Knight, the Dodge City Economic Development Director, says,
yes, we are under construction with Hillmar Cheese Company. It is a little over $600 million project. They will be using the capacity of about 100,000 cows milk a day and employing about 260 individuals in our community.
Knight goes on to say that the processing facility means that the dairy farms in the area continue to expand after the focus of that from the Brownback administration just a few years ago, enticing dairy industries to move out of the state of California.
Actually, they are expanding some of our current dairies, and they will be adding the capacity for those cows. Western Kansas has about 130,000 dairy cows right now, so we'll be almost doubling the capacity out there with expansions.
She goes on to say that the official announcement came from the World Dairy Expo that happened just last week.
Our goal really isn't to get more dairies in there, but we really like to get some of the support services and industries in there to help support the plant. That's why we're here, is more to have a presence of this is going on, and there are so many different types of industries or support services that you need when you bring the size of a project in and that much more dairy.
At the same time, Russell Platschka with the Kansas Department of Agriculture says that the effort started roughly 25 years ago.
So we started attending the World Ag Expo out in Tulare, California, the World Dairy Expo here in Madison, and looking strategically at some of those dairy events across the country to see about, all right, let's bring in some of these dairies. So we've done that, and now we're looking at really how do we support those supporting businesses, those indirect businesses, to bring that industry to Kansas and support our dairy farmers across the state.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Agriculture is constantly evolving and adapting, and this year's Henry C. Gardner Global Food Systems Lecturer at K-State was Greg Dowd, and he discussed what he sees for the future of the industry for the country and Kansas. He explains the opportunities that North America has in agriculture and what it has supporting it moving forward.
We're in the food business. We're about protein. And if you look out 10 years in the future and look all around the world in terms of the supply and demand of protein, the supply of protein, actually, when I'm talking about beef, pork, poultry, dairy, comes nowhere near meeting the demand. And if you have traveled and looked around like I have and studied this, really the only place on earth that can grow more of this stuff is here in the United States, here in North America. Asia, China, South America a little bit, the Europeans are going backwards. Our opportunity to grow more value-added beef, pork, poultry, dairy in Kansas, in the United States, is second to none. And so my charge as part of the Gardner Lecture has been, let's go. Let's get after this. Our better days are ahead of us. Here at K-State and Kansas City, between us, we've got the Animal Health Corridor. We've got NBAF. These are the critical pieces of the puzzle. puzzle the future of this in terms of technology in making protein and in animal agriculture. We've got the technology. We've got the water and the grain and everything we need to do this. Let's get after it.
Dowd says how technology is and will be a crucial factor for agriculture as the industry continues.
Technology and what we are learning in agriculture is fascinating today. It is really accelerating in terms of the amount of investment going in this and some of the solutions that we're seeing as a result of this. We have to work with our government and from a policy perspective to get this technology commercialized and approved so we can get a return on investment on it. There is a lot of things to discuss, and from a K-State perspective, you're right in the middle of all this.
The dairy sector in Kansas is expanding, and Dowd shares how his job will give him the opportunity to discuss policy about dairy.
Is there any industry that's growing faster than the dairy industry in Kansas? I'd like to know what it is. It is really changing rapidly what's going on out west, and I think there's enormous opportunities regardless of size and scale of a dairy anywhere in the U.S. Things are changing. The amount of opportunity on the export side has just exploded in the last few years. We're struggling a little bit right now with China and that the whole world is, but I think that's going to come, and I think from my perspective, just started week five on the job with the National Milk Producers Federation, and on January 1, I'll be the new president and CEO, which means leading that conversation of what we want to do from a policy perspective for the dairy industry in the United States. And that's pretty cool that a farm boy from Jewell County, Kansas gets to do that.
That was K-State alumni Greg Dowd, who is a lecturer for this year's Henry C. Gardner Lecture Series. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis and Ricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is certainly Monday, folks. Rise and shine. We're going to have a great day. Hey, we're going to start at 10 o'clock here today. We do have a pretty big run of way-up cows and certainly bulls to go along. So that will be at 10 o'clock here this morning. And then we'll move to the hay department at 12 noon. Well, in the alfalfa, we've got 26 in third cut. We've got another 25 in fifth cut. Oat hay, we have 10. In the grass bales, we have 19. And in straw, 25. In the big bales, we've got 12 bales around grass. And the round straw, we've got a group of 3/8. So that's what we have now. If you certainly need more square bales, give us a call. And we will have an update there about 10:30 at the office here. Well, in the cattle markets, we certainly saw a jump last week. $1.86 in the case, $2.92 in the carcass. That's certainly good news to keep that beef market alive. Fairly aggressive midweek, and good news to the beef man. Well, on the inside here today, again, we were talking about a smaller sale here today. Certainly starting to change next week and the future weeks as the combines, some guys are actually getting done, having a good harvest in regards to weather pattern. And so that will certainly help. Well, here today, we've got four black families running age. They've got black calves inside. We are going to pull a mouth on those cows here this morning, along with four bred red cows. They're going to be 5 and 6-year-olds. They're bred to Red Angus. We will pull a preg and a mouth. We're thinking those cows are about 30 days away. So certainly check those out. In the feeder cattle, it is a light run, but boy, we do have two special groups here today. 13 black baldies, steer and heifers are coming off the cow. They're Dave Sargent's out of Lewiston, guys. What a poppin' set of calves, 450 to 550. Along with that, we've got backs of cattle, Tyler, Rob, and Bob. There is 40 black Angus steer and heifers coming off the cow. They've got a late July vac, folks. They are 5 to 650. Those two groups showing extreme, a lot of good quality cattle. And so even the box of heifers certainly look like they could be kept for replacement cattle. Along with that, we've got the Heinrichs calves out of Malcolm. There's 9 char black steer and heifers, 30-day wean and vac. We've got 10 shorthorns of Mr. Crawford out of Roca. They are all steers. They've got a 9-1 wean and a 9-15 vac. Mr. Parks out of Dorchester, 6 black steer and heifer, 60-day wean. They're 10-15 vac. They're 5 to 550. and Reed, Catawba, Pleasantdale, 6 Black, Black Baldister, and Effers, 45 Day, Wayne, 7-6 on the back. They're 400 to 500. Now we've got another probably 40 head of smaller groups, guys, going along here today. But next week, if you're interested in consigning some cattle, really, really, a bigger bunch, certainly, but that's all right. But the quality follows right along with the Sergeant and Box of Calves today as we start to get into the run. Certainly, give us a call. Tanya Rick Cardini at 223-3571, along with Ryan Summerholder, Gail Harden. We certainly expect to earn your business, so we'd be glad to visit with you. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this week. We
in Maryland. Falling leaves are the hallmark of the season. For avid gardeners, they're like pennies from heaven. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 16th. It is the 289th day of the year, and actor Tim Robbins is celebrating a birthday. Some people see hours of backbreaking work when leaves are ankle-deep on the lawn. Others see dollar signs. In fact, the leaves of one large shade tree amount to $50 worth of plant food and humus when composted. Pound for pound, they contain twice the minerals of manure. The best leaves for composting are maple, birch, ash, and those from fruit trees. Oak leaves are acidic, so make them a smaller percentage of your compost. And if leaves are slow to decompose, your pile is probably low on nitrogen. Add some manure or grass clippings to get things going and shred the leaves for faster breakdown. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Avery Johnson took over for Will Howard after a field goal on the opening possession and a punt after that. He led the offense down and scored a touchdown. Howard and Johnson continued to rotate for the rest of the first half, but eventually Avery Johnson replaced Will Howard in the middle of a drive and eventually finding the end zone on just one of his 5 rushing touchdowns. He ended up finishing the game 8-for-9 with 77 yards through the air, along with 13 carries for 90 yards, and number 5 had 5 touchdowns. The Wildcats eventually won the game 38-21 over the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Trayshawn Ward also filled in on the ground, 15 carries for 118 yards, along with DJ Giddens getting 12 carries for 53 yards. Ben Sennett, the tight end, led the team in receiving yards with 6 catches and 72 yards. Kobe Savage, on the defensive side, was able to get 2 interceptions, along with VJ Payne getting an interception of his own. K-State will have the national runners-ups from last year at home next week in TCU. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast, tough disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Jayhawks, on the other hand, were not able to continue their winning ways as they fell to Oklahoma State, just like K-State did the week before. Jason Bean was able to throw for 410 yards and 5 touchdowns, but he also threw 2 interceptions. They moved away from the rushing attack, with Devin Neal only getting 66 yards and Daniel Hyshaw Jr. only having 24. Mason Fairchild, the tight end from Andale, Kansas, had 5 catches for 95 yards with 2 touchdowns. And Quentin Skinner capitalized on his only 2 catches of the game, having 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Trevor Wilson had just 4 catches with a touchdown of his own, along with 86 yards. Unfortunately, that was not enough to stop the Oklahoma State Cowboys, as Alan Bowman threw 336 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Ollie Gordon on the ground had 29 carries for 168 yards and a touchdown. Next week, the Jayhawks will move to the other Oklahoma school in the number 6, Sooners. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville High girls tennis team finished runner-up to Wichita Collegiate in the state tennis tournament at Topeka. Shay Kramer finished third in singles, winning her first 2 matches, then lost in the semifinals, and coming back in the consolation to win 6-4, 6-4. Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon took 6th in doubles. Aubrey Vering and Kate Fries placed 9th. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament 25-18, 25-19 over Centralia. Valley Heights advanced, winning versus Hanover, and Centralia handled Clifton Clyde. Haxtell Boys and Centralia Girls won their respective divisions in the Twin Valley League meet at Seneca Thursday. Grady Bussing and Gavin Shaughnessy won 2 for the boys, with Chris Fulkerson of Centralia 4th, Hudson Nemechek of Valley Heights 5th, Titus Cobb of Blue Valley 6th, Brody Applegarth of Washington County 7th, Garrison Sand of Washington County 8th, and Blaze Bussing of Axtell 10th. Washington County finished runner-up. Mackenzie Baker of Washington County, first in the girls' division. Keelan Rempe and Malia Talley of Centralia ran 3-4, with Court Thompson finishing 9th.
High school football scores from Friday night in North Central Kansas League action. Marysville defeats Hiawatha 28-0. Wamego handles Clearwater 45.